Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are so excited to have in studio with us today Nicole DePalma. She is here as the facilitator of a wonderful event coming up on September 21st, and we will learn more about that. It's in honor of the International Day of Peace, and we cannot wait to hear. We also are joined today by Mary Schwantes. She is a yin yoga instructor, and she is participating in this day, and we're looking forward to hearing details about it. Nicole, first of all, thank you so much for coming in today, and Mary, thank you for being on the phone with us today. Nicole, let's talk about this event, please. September 21st is the International Day of Peace. I think we need it, right?
Amen. And a good breath.
Oh, a good breath. You know, when I think of the word peace, I mean, I think about, you know, world peace, and of course we wish for that, but peace really does start in our own heart, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And Mary and I, when we were talking about, you know, some themes or some underlying issues, if you will, that we wanted to put forth in our celebration of that day was the idea of when you pray, pray with your feet. So for us, this is going to be kind of a peace in action sort of a day. And I'm not being sarcastic when I say thoughts and prayers, because I think that's very important. But what we want to do is enable everyone that joins us either in person or as we put this out on Facebook Live. So we would love this for to be an international deal. Is what can you do? What action steps can you take? What action while you pray can you take, each person lighting their own candle, if you will, to put the idea of real peace forward for ourselves, our community, the world? And so that's what we're going to try to get that message out.
So how did this day come about, please?
Oh, poor Mary. Mary's just holding her breath, I can imagine. I was looking at the calendar again, and I had remembered when my friend Kelly Tatum and I had done this a couple years ago.
Can we give a shout out to her? How
Let's
awesome
just
she
do
is.
It. Let's
yes,
just do
what
it.
What a
hey,
wonderful woman.
And I did contact her, so hopefully she might be able to join us. Kelly. Anyway, I was looking at my calendar and I thought, oh, this is coming up in 2 weeks. And I thought, you know what? This is an opportunity. And, you know, like they say, seize the day. And I got a hold of Mary and I just said, how you feel about this? And she said, well, I think I feel pretty good. So we went ahead and we made a discussion about things, and it's like, yeah, let's do this. And so we're going to move that forward.
So this is a grassroots effort on your part.
Yeah.
But why did you feel like this was something that we needed to do?
Mm-hmm. There's an unsettling vibe right now. It's just my opinion. But I would love for the world to take a collective breath and to stop and smell the roses.
They're blooming right now, actually.
They are.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I know.
But to find joy in each other and our hearts and that community of, you know what, it's not us or them. It's all of us, and we are a family. And how can we radiate that from the inside out, but get it from the outside in, too?
I think that is lovely. Mary, have you known Nicole a long time? Tell us about your relationship and how far back it goes.
She's going to say too long.
You know, it's very interesting how I met Nicole. We both have horses. We ended up at the same facility, and this has been about 2 years now, or a little over 2 years. And we started talking, and we found that our lives were in such a parallel place. We had both been in the fitness world back in the 80s. We both got into horses. We both have this idea about fitness is more than just the physical. So we connected that way, and so we are just like the yin and yang.
Yes, we are.
Well, I think that is so sweet. And Mary, tell us about this yin yoga. I don't really know what that is, please.
Okay. Yin yoga is a very meditative form of yoga. It's both physical and it's both mental. There are three components to the practice itself. First, you take your body and drape it into a pose. Second, you stay in stillness. And third, you stay for an amount of time, anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. Now, that sounds like, oh my gosh, that must be excruciating. But the whole idea in the practice of yin is to connect with the physical body, to open up the joints, ligaments, and tendons on the body's timetable. So you're not forcing anything. You're taking it to a sensation, if you will, not pain, but sensation. And that's where you just stay. And then you allow the body to open.
It's something we should probably be practicing every day.
Yes, it's a beautiful practice. And from there, when you hook into the body and you're staying in the stillness, that allows you to open up the mind to feel more emotionally, spiritually, physically, to see what comes up for you. I think with this whole idea that we're trying to do this on the 21st is to introduce people to the idea that if you can't be peaceful within, then there's no way that you can shine your light and be peaceful to others.
It's a very true statement, and I think that is just a lovely way of talking about what this event could be like. So as I'm thinking about this event, who is somebody that you think would love to come to this?
Anyone that's looking to create peace within themselves. That's the action. That's the start of the action, because peace starts with us. You know, a lot of people are called to be leaders. A lot of people are called to action in other ways through their communities. But a lot of people think, well, I can't do any of that. But here's what you can do. If you have a peaceful heart and you make eye contact with one person and smile, that's peace in action.
It sounds pretty simplistic, but it isn't always that easy, right?
Do you want to speak to that, Mary? I have some thoughts too, but go ahead, Mary.
You know, it's a practice, and you cultivate this practice. It's like weightlifting. You know, if we don't do things to keep our body strong, we become very weak. It's the same thing with the mind. If you don't work to keep the mind strong, it becomes weak. And you start with little tiny steps, like that smile at somebody in the grocery store. You have no idea what their day is like. Maybe they've had a horrific medical situation, and that smile just knows that somebody else cares.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You're smiling, Miss Nicole. What would you want to say?
Well, I love, Mary, how you put things. You know, the idea of working the mind as a muscle, too. But I think that cultivating peace within it's a practice. And for us anymore, we are, if the word is proper here, challenged, because everything is 24/7, 365 anymore. I see sometimes, and I'm not putting anybody down, but for example, when I drive past parks and I see little ones playing, but their adult companions are on the phone instead of playing with the child, you know, we're just that plugged in that way anymore. And it kind of takes us out of the self. We're being entertained outwardly. And when it comes to if the word meditation or visualization or just quiet, to learn how to practice that and cultivate that, again, training ourselves or just taking the time to learn what it's like to go within and just sit in stillness. I think in this day and age, stillness or quiet is a hard thing to come by. And so I like how Mary put that, but that's something that we are going to be putting in practice when we get together on the 21st. You know, maybe we can share some action steps as well.
You know, I think that you and I are talking, we're the same generation. Mm-hmm. And Mary, mm-hmm. I would assume we're probably closer in age. We at least grew up in a time where we weren't always plugged in. I really worry about younger kids because they don't know the joy of having nothing to do and having to really look within yourself to find something to do. And I think that as we age, we seek peace more. And I wonder sometimes if younger people don't even know that that's an option out there, that internal peace is possible and achievable with the right kinds of tools.
Yep.
So let's get that word out there, that your life doesn't have to be so dramatic or so hectic or so chaotic.
Exactly. And Mary, I'm just going to run down this road really quickly, but I'll be quiet and then have you say something to this. But I think Mary and I both come from the same place of how much peace we find from being at our barn and being with horses, and I can say animals in general too, mm-hmm. you know, instead of being on a phone or a computer, to go pet a dog or just go stand next to a horse. But there's something about being outside in nature. And for me, I can just say standing next to one of my horses and feeling that breath, everything is just, for that moment, all right in my world. I don't know. Mary, what do you want to say about that?
Well, I want to talk about the meditation that we're going to be doing at this event.
Yeah.
Which ties into what you were just saying. It's mm-hmm. called a metta meditation, and it spans 2,500 years in the Buddhist tradition. And what metta means is it's a Pali word for loving kindness. So how it goes is very, very simple. You ground yourself with your breath, and you say to yourself, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be safe, and may I be at peace. Then you expand that to include your loved ones. May you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, may you be at peace. Then expanding to the community, people you know, maybe, you know, the postman or, you know, someone at the grocery store, just community, saying the same words to them. From there, you expand to someone you have difficulty with or dislike, and this is the hard part of it. You say to them, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you be safe, and may you be at peace. And then you extend this to the entire world in all beings. What this does for you is improves relationships. It increases your self-love, compassion, self-worth, decreases stress and anxiety. But the best thing about this is it helps you to get your heart in the right place to be peaceful so that you can be an action warrior for peace.
It's a wonderful practice. So that's called metta meditation. And we look forward to that also. So what does this day look like, the International Day of Peace that's going to be held locally here in Hastings on September 21st? What's the time, please?
The time will be 2 o'clock to 3:30.
Okay.
And Mary, why don't you go ahead and talk about what you'll be doing when you are giving your class.
Sure. We'll start the day with grounding with breath, because the thing about breath is it regulates our nervous system, and it's the first thing we experience when we're born, and it's the last thing we experience when we leave this earth. But sometimes we aren't very aware of even breathing, so we're going to bring attention to that. We're going to calm our nervous system. Then we'll move into that meditation. And then from there, we will move into some very restorative yin yoga. So it's applicable to anybody to be able to do. And with the yin yoga, staying in the postures for the amount of time, we'll be offering affirmations of peace, asking questions, a call to action, if you will. And Nicole has very graciously offered to do a little hands-on healing touch along with these postures if people are open to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll end with a discussion about peace. And maybe, Nicole, you could talk more to that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. What we'll do is the last half hour, and this is optional. People don't have to stay for it or stay tuned in to it on Facebook. But what we're going to do is we're going to keep the discussion focused so we don't, you know, get off the rails too much. But just putting out some ideas, say maybe 3 or 4 ideas of, I'll be offering a sentence, and let's mull that a little bit. Let's get some feedback. Again, action. You know, and not just sitting back and being a bystander, but being a part of the discussion, but also what can you bring forward after we wrap up and say our goodbyes when everybody leaves. So it'll be just, we think, a lovely hour and a half of time well spent together.
And so is this meant for people that already are experts at yoga, or Could somebody that is perhaps a little couch potato that's listening at home, we love our couch potatoes that listen to KDWA, might they be able to come and feel welcome and loved and peaceful?
Mm-hmm. Everybody is welcome. If you can't be on the floor on a blanket or a mat, you can do this in a chair.
Wonderful. So people, if they do have a yoga mat, bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A yoga mat and a couple of pillows.
Oh, pillows. Now you're talking.
Yeah.
That's my
for support and relaxation.
This is going to be so good, Mary.
I love that. Mary, I got to tell you, a friend of mine is very into yoga, and so she took me along one time, and I realized my favorite pose is the corpse pose. And I have,
but you know, that is, your body needs that.
No shame
so,
in that, is
so
there?
Much.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Boy, I was happy. And if I would have had a pillow, it would have been just great. I could have held that pose for 6 to 8 hours.
She'll be in that class.
Well, I feel at peace just talking about this wonderful event. So again, it's going to be on September 21st from 2 o'clock till 3:30 p.m. It's a celebration of the International Day of Peace, and peace does start from within. This is going to be at the Hastings Family Chiropractic, where you have your wonderful studio, Nicole. And you want to give us the address, please?
Sure. It is 1266 North Frontage Road. And the building is right next to Flagel's feed store. And then also on the other side of us is the Title Building.
Okay, wonderful. It's a great space. So this event will be open to everybody. Do we need to register?
We'd like that, so we have an idea of how many people to plan on. But if people just walk in, we'll be fine with that too. And it is free.
Oh gosh, how will we register, please?
If people could, on my Facebook page, which is Nicole DePalma, either message me or they can text me at 651-318-9168.
And just say you are coming to this event.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Mary, is there anything further you would like to add?
Yes, we'd love to have you join us.
Mary, thank you so much for calling in today, and I really appreciate your time, and I'm so happy that you and Nicole are pairing up for this wonderful day. It sounds so relaxing, and just what the doctor ordered.
It will be.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Our guests today are Mary Schwantes and Nicole DePalma, and again, if you are interested in this wonderful opportunity to celebrate International Day of Peace locally here in Hastings on September 21st, which is a Sunday. They will meet from 2 to 3:30 p.m. at the Hastings Chiropractic Building, which is at 1266 North Frontage Road in Hastings. Do RSVP. The event is free, but it would be nice to have a count at 651-318-9168. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.